As vaccine production increases nationally, more weekly doses will soon be available in Shelby County. But as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, it's still unclear how much of that increase will include the newly approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
By mid-March, the state's allotment of new doses to Shelby County should increase by about 45% to 20,000 per week. Doug McGowan, the city's chief operating officer, says officials eventually hope to be administering weekly up to 50,000 shots.
We're moving in the right direction. As you all know, we're aiming to get about 700,000 people vaccinated by this summer, by about the 1st of August.
But McGowan says there are still questions as to how the new one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine will add to those numbers.
We do not yet know exactly how the J&J vaccine will be allocated across the state of Tennessee. We also do not know yet exactly the strategy.
The state announced Tuesday afternoon that initially it will receive 54,000 Johnson & Johnson doses from the federal government. They will likely designate some of the new vaccine for specific populations that could struggle returning for a second dose, such as the homebound or people experiencing homelessness. McGowan says that while many appointments fill quickly for the current Pfizer and Moderna shots, about 10% don't show up, which complicates planning. About 50,000 people are registered on the VaxQ waiting list for leftover doses, but McGowan says it's currently pausing new signups while the city determines whether it wants to keep the system in place. Katie Reardon, WKNO News.